Well, the great Dr. Jane Ruby joins me now, drjaneruby.com, at Real Dr. Jane Ruby on Twitter. And, you know, it may seem like ancient history, everything we went through with COVID, but we can't let this slide into the history books and let all the people that committed so many crimes against humanity get away with this. And we're learning more, not just about the medical protocols from Anthony Fauci, but other hospital protocols as well. And Dr. Jane Ruby, unfortunately, what we suspected or even knew all along, that these protocols were really responsible for most of the COVID deaths. It now looks like at this point, the COVID protocols, the medical protocols, the hospital protocols, the treatment protocols, all of it, it looks like they were responsible for the vast majority of COVID deaths. Not actually COVID is what we're learning. What are your thoughts? What is your information as we learn more about this?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to be back with you, Owen. These hospitals are knowingly, we now know from the work of attorney Tom Rentz, as you know, that these hospitals knowingly, with intent, not only allowed people to die under these conditions, but they purposely set out a collection of actions that resulted in the deaths and then called it COVID. I mean, it's all coming out now. These hospitals, I have told a number of representatives from hospitals, Owen, that these are the killing fields. These are the atrocity is that these are people who took oaths to help people, to make them better, to promise to care for them and protect them in their most vulnerable states. And they did the extreme opposite. You know, there is a process to this, what we call the CDC death protocol. And every step along this way, Owen, is reimbursed by the federal government. So the minute you hop into a hospital for any reason, broken arm, car accident, doesn't matter, you're going to get an obligatory nasal swab because they get reimbursed for it. And then, of course, the PCR test is fake, recalled, and you're going to get a false positive. Cha-ching. Then you're going to be isolated from your family and friends and any advocacy. So that's when the real danger begins. You're going to be given drugs that you don't want, drugs against your will, usually narcotics like midazolam and others, fentanyl. And then you're going to be really incapacitated. Your respirations are going to change and decrease. And then, oops, I guess you need remdesivir because you're positive for COVID. There are hundreds of thousands of dollars that are being spent. And I've told nurses that stayed behind, Owen, that's no excuse. You enabled the death protocol. You enabled it. You're complicit in murder.
Yeah, and look, for the whole, hey, I was just doing my job, I got bills to pay, this is a discussion that it's hard to have because we can have empathy for those people. We can understand where they're coming from, but still that doesn't give you the right. You still took part in this. We don't say, oh, well, the Nazi soldiers just doing their job. They were just doing their job. They were okay. No, that's not how we look at it at all. In fact, we look at that as the example of why you don't say, oh, I'm just doing my job. But, you know, I'm listening to you talk here, and I can't help but find a parallel. There's this big uproar we've seen in Congress lately because of what they call a Ticketmaster racketeering effort, where they claim that these ticket brokerage sites are basically screwing over the customers because of the ticket gouging and the high prices and everything. And while there might be something to that, the truth is, for the most part, that's just how the free market is working. And people pay 10 grand to go to a Taylor Swift concert. That's just mostly the free market working. It's not even necessarily a Ticketmaster issue. But it's funny because when I'm hearing you talk, this is the real racketeering. The real racketeering is going on in the health industry. The real racketeering is going on in the hospitals. You just described it right there. Why don't we have the same uproar in Congress over that blatant racketeering? That's not free market. That is blatant racketeering.
Look, this is the same Congress that sat silent while our military was decimated day in and day out, forced to take this poison. You have people like Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, who's grounding fighter pilots, elite fighter pilots, because they're having heart attacks and strokes. But back to the culpability. Owen, these people know they're killing people. Little known fact about my past, I'm a nursing professor. I've taught nursing at the graduate and undergraduate level. There is no way, and I would testify to this in a court of law against these people. There's no way they don't know they're killing people, because somebody's hanging those remdesivir bags, right? And you keep hanging those medication bags with those infusions and they keep rolling your patients out dead. You know what you're doing. There is absolutely no excuse. The nurses that stay, the doctors that stay, these people are all part of it. And their intent, because they know they're getting incentivized, they know they're getting paid for it. This is not a free market piece here. This is intent to kill, a murder for hire. I've had countless people, family members, Owen, surviving relatives, and they tell me, unbeknown to each other, they're telling me the same story with the same exact patterns, the same elements. I've had friends who were attorneys and physicians who got caught up in these hospital systems that were texting me frantically, I'm in here, I'm scared, they won't let me out, my family doesn't have any access, they took my phone. It was the same story over and over again, and here's the worst part of it. People are put in isolated rooms, Owen, to die. They're given medications that incapacitate them. Whatever consciousness they have left, they're in a cold, dark room, and they eventually die with no one, no comforting voice, no family member, not even a nurse who holds their hand and just says, I'm with you. It's going to be okay. And in fact, they hasten their death. Any nurse or doctor knows if you continue to give morphine sulfate over and over again, you're going to depress the respirations and you're going to stop their breathing. In fact, when somebody gets to 2 or 3 respirations a minute, you should stop, because you want to comfort the end of life, which is hospice, which is a totally different situation. That's with the patient's full consent. But you don't ever want to hasten it. You don't want to move it to death. That's not in our purview. That's God's purview. And these people are despicable. And Owen, I swear, I will be at the ready. I will be available for any court case that is a prosecution against these people, because they know, and I know, and I know they know, that they knew what they were doing every step along the way that killed people.
Well, and we had whistleblowers at the very front of this that were calling this out, showing the internal documents, the internal databases. So we knew that this was going on for a while. And you kind of had a good segue into my next question here, which is, so what's the next step? I mean, we had the whistleblowers at first. We had the revelations at first. There was some momentum there. We did save some lives. But now here we are 3 years later. And, you know, I mean, look, I'm guilty of it, too. I've moved on to the next story. I'm moving on to the next big issue that we're trying to juggle. How do we get the focus back onto this? And how do we, the people, seek justice for this premeditated murder that went on? Folks, I don't know the exact number. It's over 90% of COVID deaths happened in a hospital. If you went to the hospital with COVID, you were going to die, were the odds.
Yeah, and they facilitated it. I'm not a legal expert, but I'm working very closely with attorney Tom Renz on this issue, and people are starting to pay attention. And what he has told me is that intent vitiates any protection they had under the PREP Act, the emergency use authorizations, and all of that. So it's time to start bringing lawsuits, either both class action or individual lawsuits, against these hospitals. They are vulnerable because they knew what they were doing. And with Tom's latest revelation of his whistleblower who had a tape that revealed this, we're going to start seeing this happen very soon.
All right, I want to continue this on the other side of the break with more updates, because, I mean, Tom Renz is hitting the pavement every day. You're making yourself available on this. What other sources of information or other sources of legal pushback can we find here with Dr. Jane Ruby? We'll be right back. Dr. Jane Ruby is our guest here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, guest hosting today. We're talking about, really, I would say it's the legal fight now for justice. What was done to far too many people resulted in hundreds of thousands of deaths. The COVID protocols suggested by Anthony Fauci and others inside the CDC that ended up getting a lot of people killed, quite frankly. In fact, the hospital was the last place you wanted to go with COVID. That is probably was going to be the last place you ever went. And so we have all the data. We have all the information. Now, you've talked about Thomas Renz doing a great job. Obviously, you're making yourself available. What other outlets? I mean, maybe there's somebody in here that had a family member that got killed by the protocols. Maybe there's somebody in here that's a lawyer that wants to get involved with this. What other kind of outlets or outreach can you promote here so that we cannot drop the ball on this?
Sure. And let me add that we're all still vulnerable to this. There are laws on state books that extended this CDC death protocol and the supposed protections that went with it. So it's still very dangerous, Owen, to go to a hospital. But here's what I would suggest to people to start thinking about now while you can. First of all, form alliances in your family, in your neighborhood, in your community of people, and do an inventory of expertise in different areas. I'll tell you why. You want to formulate sort of alternative or maybe parallel healthcare systems. Utilize the urgent care centers because they don't have ventilators. Okay, they're not going to be incentivized. So maybe create additional forms of those urgent care centers to get more health care that won't make you vulnerable to going to a hospital. Another thing is, you know, everybody's got a little first aid kit at home, you know, with a few Band-Aids in it. Hey, you've got to go full bore now. There's still lots available. Get an advanced first aid kit. I've got one. I can show you many, many pictures and links to them. They open up like have a station, if you will, in a part of your house with all kinds of advanced items in it, like tourniquets and things to stop blood and to do suturing, because you want to stay off this industrial complex hospital grid. That's what's dangerous. These are the money-hungry, greedy, you know, entities that are going to, they're going to not only let you die, but hasten your death for money. And then again, I'm not the legal expert here, but I am all for filing lawsuits, getting together with others in terms of filing class action suits against individual doctors that took care of you, nurses that took care of you, because they need to feel the pain of their intent and of their just what they enabled. They know they're complicit in murder. So those are the things that I do. I have a very advanced first aid kit. It's absolutely amazing. I'm a nurse practitioner, so I'm trained to use most of it. But there are elements in these kits that can save you the danger of going to a hospital for most things. Obviously, if you need surgery emergently, but you have to go to a hospital for some of those things. But I highly urge you to be very aggressive in terms of insisting on advocacy, never being left alone, and being very careful, Owen, as to what you sign. There are documents, informed consent documents, that have unfortunately been modified to include your giving permission for general vaccines. Very, very dangerous. So you've got to read, no matter how much duress you're under, or have an advocate read before you sign, even for a simple outpatient procedure, something very minor. You'd be surprised at what they slip into these informed consents. It's really dangerous.
Yeah, and to think that that's the situation that we're in, like, you go to the hospital, maybe you need some surgery or something, and they're like, okay, first you need to sign this. Well, gee, okay, I guess I got to call my lawyer now. I guess I got to read this ridiculous document now to get, you know, my broken leg fixed up or whatever. And then you read it and it's like, yep, we can vaccinate you with whatever we want, or we can even kill you if you want. It's like, okay, well, I guess I'm not signing that. So it's sad to think that's the state of things. But before we move on to the next topics here, you know, I want to be clear that I've met people in my life, doctors in my life, that are some of the best people ever. Best people you ever meet. I mean, brain surgeries, emergency surgeons, pediatric care, all of it. Some of the best people I've ever met. But obviously, there's bad people in these hospitals. Obviously, there's bad people that are doctors too, because otherwise, how would this have been able to go on? And so just kind of speaking to the industry in general, I mean, are there just doctors out there that just don't care? They just don't have any soul, any feeling anymore? Like, yeah, all these COVID patients come in. We know they're going to die. We know we're going to kill them. We just don't care. I'm getting my paycheck. I mean, I'm just so confused, because again, the people I've met that are doctors are good people. So how does this happen?
Well, it baffles me as well. When you think about it, I mean, even just to keep a job for a few dollars, to know that what you're doing or what you're witnessing and being silent about is resulting in the death of other human beings in a profession that you went into for the opposite. I'm not going to make excuses for them. I've heard a number of excuses that doctors are trained, you know, mechanistically, and that they are trained to take a direction from the CDC. Come on, you've got a brain. You wouldn't have gotten through medical school without at least some kind of a discernment in your brain. So I don't buy that. I do think a lot of it is the incentivization. I think the hospitals have turned doctors into employees and hospitalists, but some people delude themselves. I've heard nurses and doctors delude themselves into, you know, the excuse of, well, I'm in there trying to help people. At least I can warn people while I'm in there. No, you're in there enabling this hospital system to continue the death protocol, to continue forcing people on narcotics when you know they don't need them, when you know it incapacitates them. I went on record in front of the board of directors at Sarasota Memorial Hospital in February. I had the opportunity, because this is a publicly funded hospital and a publicly elected board. And I clearly came out to the board and I said, in person, you are the poster child for the killing fields that American hospitals have become. And the board of directors said to me, Dr. Ruby, you know, you are on dangerous ground. I wanted to say, no, sir, you are in dangerous ground, because you are all responsible for these deaths. It's atrocious, Owen, and there is no excuse for it.
Well, and I think, though, exactly, it's not an excuse, but I think you kind of give us an idea where maybe these doctors just don't want to be fully honest with themselves, and maybe they just don't want to face the music that they're playing inside of these hospitals, which is exactly as you put it. You're now facilitating a depopulation agenda. You're now facilitating, in your part, it might be considered involuntary manslaughter, but when you look at the protocols, that's murder. That's premeditated murder. But hey, again, I'm not trying to slight doctors. That's like, I want to think the least of my problems here, trying to clean up this country. But it's like, look, I get it. You're a doctor. You're making good amounts of money. You got a nice cushy job at the hospital. You don't want to lose it. So you just kind of turn the eye the other way, pretend you don't see it, don't notice what's going on. I mean, that's my best analysis of what's going on here. And in the final 30 seconds, Dr. Jane Ruby, of this segment, before we rejoin on the next, I'll let you respond.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Owen. There are wonderful doctors and nurses, lifesavers. I've been one of them myself. This is not the entire profession, but I'm very disturbed about the silence across the majority of the profession for those that are in these hospitals and doing this to patients. My heart breaks for patients at cold.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's the same thing with the media. It's like, why would somebody on television lie to you? For money. Why would a doctor let murder happen? For money. I guess that's the answer. All right, our next big topic here for Dr. Jane Ruby is the mRNA. And I think people need to get a better understanding of what this is all about. It wasn't just about the COVID-19 vaccines. That was just kind of the first real-world test that they did on the public. If you took an mRNA injection, if you took a COVID-19 vaccine, you were just a test subject, folks. You were essentially a lab rat for big pharmaceutical companies. And they had their whole thing tied tightly with the emergency use authorization, the fear-mongering in the media, all of it. They did it. They treated you like a lab rat. When really they were just testing this mRNA technology, it wasn't just about these COVID-19 vaccines. What are we learning about the mRNA technology? Or more importantly, what are we learning about how they used this COVID-19 scamdemic on us to test the technology on us?
Yeah, you would think that they would kind of back off a little bit because there have been so many injuries and deaths just to, you know, maintain plausible deniability. But no, they're going full speed ahead. And let me show you how. It blows my mind. They're not only pursuing more and different subtypes, supposedly, of the mRNA material, Owen, but they're developing not only maybe hundreds of new, what they call vaccines, which we know they never were, but also therapeutics. They're going to try to tell you now that we've got treatment for cancer and Lyme disease and all kinds of other chronic illnesses, right? This is a lie. Looking at the Moderna pipeline alone, you can count in one section over 50 new mRNAs. You'll you'll see mRNA and then a four-digit number, right? And then it'll have across the line description of, you know, what it's intended for and what phase of the study it's in. Because when there are real trials, which I don't believe these are, they take them through phase one through phase three. These are, you start out, each phase has to inform the next. None of that was done for the COVID shots. None of it's being done now. It's incredible. And let me point out one other thing. The founders of BioNTech, this German couple, this is Uğur Şahin and Özlem Türesi. It's a husband-wife group. They made billions, right, for BioNTech. They founded BioNTech, the partner of Pfizer. They have come out and said they have developed an mRNA treatment for cancer, kind of like a vaccine, kind of like a treatment. It doesn't make any medical or scientific sense, but they're setting up their mRNA production manufacturing plants in Australia and Africa. This is all in the news, in the mainstream news. It's almost like, oh, and we're all living in two parallel universes, where on our side, people are dying, they're injured, they're permanently disabled, they can't work anymore from taking these shots, and they all know it, and VAERS is exploding. And then the other part of the universe is, oh, it's these people like this founder couple from BioNTech that's essentially just going full speed ahead, creating more plants, manufacturing plants to produce multiple types of mRNA so they can be trillionaires, I guess. It's absolutely insane. The other hoax is this newly, I call it the agency formerly known as the FDA, this newly FDA-approved vaccine for an obscure infection called RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. They claim what this is, Owen, is it's really an imitation type production of Novavax. In other words, you don't get the mRNA yourself. They put it into an animal or some other synthetic cell situation. They make that entity produce billions of spike proteins. Then they extract them and inject you with them. And that's essentially what this Arexv is. But here's the interesting thing. Arexv is made by GSK. GSK is one of the main sponsors of the, watch this, National Foundation of Infectious Disease. Sounds official, right? But it's really a pharmaceutical company run and paid for organization pretending to be a government organization of goodwill, warning us in October that there was going to be this incredible RSV pandemic coming during the winter that never happened. And by the way, the RSV infection is diagnosed with the, take a guess, the PCR test.
And it was caused, PCR test. Many of it was caused by the actual COVID protocols.
Exactly. And the symptoms are identical to the common cold. Come on. Oh, and they're using that as a smokescreen to scare people into taking yet another shot. So the new mRNAs are going to come to you in different forms. You're going to say, I'm never having another COVID-19 shot again. But you're going to get the material and the poison in many other ways if you're not careful.
Even in the food supply. And, you know, I tend to do this too. I try to have a better perspective on things, but we can't help to kind of view everything through a political lens, right? Because we understand how politics get weaponized against us. We understand how politics is operating from the elite down. We want to reverse that. And so we tend to kind of forget a lot of times that, you know, sometimes money is just the motive here. And I look back to, I think the lady's name was Elizabeth Holmes. Guys, I hope I'm not butchering this. I think the lady's name was Elizabeth Holmes, who did like the fake cancer screening thing. Yeah. And made a bunch of money, was on the cover of all these magazines. She was the next big health change and trend. Well, it was all a fraud. Her stuff didn't work. And I feel like there's an element of this as well. And people tend to discount that. Oh, no, it's part of the depopulization. It's part of the global. It's part of the New World Order. Well, maybe. But also, let's not forget, some people are just motivated by money. Some people just want to make a bunch of money, make millions, make billions, whatever. And they'll run this whole fraud on their own. And it might not have anything to do with politics. So where do you really see this mRNA technology going? Do you think this really is a political weaponization against the public in the health sector? Or do you think the people trying to get this to the market are just trying to get rich fast?
Well, I think It's a great question. I think it's actually a combination of all of that. I think that the pharmaceutical companies are now part of the DOD. It's part of our wayward government that we really don't have anymore, and our constitution is in suspension. But I believe that it's a combination. So they're allowing the greed and unfettered free-for-all propensity of these pharmaceutical companies. There's no oversight anymore, so they can essentially do anything they want, and they know it, for money. So they're letting that natural thing play out. And whatever the top of the food chain is, whether it's the DOD itself or the World Health Organization, which, by the way, is not a health organization, it's the military wing of the UN. If they're they're just allowing that greed to play out while their overarching agenda of depopulation, potential future enslavement, coercing people into the limited areas with limited options so that they do become slaves inadvertently. I think it's all part of helping that to play out. The greed is a great tool for the cabal to use. Come on, right? And these pharmaceutical companies are running, it's like a fast bullet train. You can't stop it. There's no oversight. Even Pfizer admitted in their motion to dismiss in the Brooke Jackson whistleblower case, hey, we weren't making a pharmaceutical product. We were making a military prototype. So we didn't need to do all that safety stuff. Oh, but you went through the dog and pony show and you pretended like you went through the phases of safety and efficacy in the trials, really weren't trials. So it's a combination, I think, is my answer to that.
Well, and I tend to notice too, and I'm not a Luddite. I'm not. I actually embrace technology and innovation that makes our lives easier. But there's this understanding that, sure, I see from a lot of people, and they just say, oh, well, this is just good. We're just innovating. We're making better stuff. Stuff's gonna be well, hey, sometimes new inventions are not better. And sometimes new inventions actually end up harming a lot of people. And so I just feel like you're saying the lack, yes, of oversight here, the lack of concern, we should be a lot more critical of these new emerging health technologies. We should be way more critical of them before they get to the market and end up killing people.
Absolutely right. This is not, this is not your mother's, crossbred, watermelon with no seeds, okay? This is full-on gene editing. And it's not just to depopulate, Owen, it's to literally change the composition of human beings. And that's the scariest part of all.
Well, speaking of fruit, you won't believe what Bill Gates is doing to your fruit. We'll talk about that on the other side with Dr. Jane Ruby. Did we ever really leave the jungle? Or did we just make it look different? Final segment here with Dr. Jane Ruby. And I told you, you won't believe what Bill Gates is doing to your fruit. Dr. Jane Ruby will tell us now. I was, I suppose, not shocked when I heard this, but it's just Bill Gates every damn time. It used to be Monsanto was always behind all of this crap. Now it's Bill Gates. What is Bill Gates doing to our fruit? What is Bill Gates' plan for our fruit? Dr. Jane Ruby.
Well, Owen, this guy has way too much money and way too much time on his hands, and he's an evil person. Otherwise, it could be used for good. But he actually founded a company, and people tried to argue with me about this, but actually when you dig deeper, he founded a company called Apeel, A-P-E-E-L. I want people to remember that name. It was technically founded by a WEF, up-and-coming darling named James Rogers in 2012. But James got his first $100,000 grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and then thereafter, Gates and Microsoft have funded over $110 million in funds raised for this company. Now, it's not to be confused with some UK chemical company. This was going around social media for a while, and I need to correct it. It was some chemical cleaning fluid, unfortunately of the same name. So people got confused. But nevertheless, it is definitely dangerous. This is a fruit and vegetable coating. And let me warn you, it can't be rubbed off, washed off, scraped off. And it is, even if you just can't get rid of this stuff. And they're putting it in everything. So prepared foods in your grocery stores, so you think you're going to avoid it? What do you think they're using? They're using their own produce. They're going to put it in pet food. And of course, our pets are little. They have a smaller body surface area. They're going to get sicker faster and die faster. And that's what they want to do. They just want to damage everybody. So here's the deal on A-Peel. They claim it's innocent, that it's made from the skins and the stems of fruits and vegetables. What could be bad with that? But they neglect to tell you, Owen, they're made using trans fatty acids, mono and diglycerides. What your body does is construct triglycerides with those in its most innocent form. But those are the kinds of glycerides that advance heart attacks and strokes, atherosclerosis, which is a collection of fatty acids in the blood, the lining of the blood, your vessels, which cause your heart attacks and strokes. So it's not innocent. And then the way they distill it is by using heavy chemicals and toxic materials that leave their residuals behind. So here's what happened recently. APL partnered with a large lemon lime distributor called Limonera. Okay, this company's stock was tanking, and what ended up happening is they've now got the sort of one of the major worldwide rights with APL to spray millions of lemons and limes. And in fact, the CEO, Harold Edwards of this Limonera, claims that his goal now, I'm sure it'll help his stock, but his goal is to spray every lemon in the world, Owen.
Well, this is like, people need to understand this.
Yeah.
If you have rats in your house, you want to get rid of the rats, or cockroaches, you want to get rid of the cockroaches. And so you use poisons to get rid of the unwanted pests. That's, I feel like, how Bill Gates views the average person. That's how I think the political elite, and that's how the globalists, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab's types, that's how they view us, folks. We're the cockroaches. We're the pests that they're trying to get poisoned to die. That's how this feels to me. Now, there's two questions that I have that I want you to answer here in the last 5 minutes, and I'll just ask them to you now for the sake of time. One, why can't we wipe this stuff off fruit? What makes it impossible to wipe off? And then two, what I've noticed is all their new weapons seem to be going after our hearts. All their new weapons seem to be targeting the hearts. Humans are not easy to kill. Have they learned that just all-out attack on the heart is the best way to try to wipe us out?
Well, I'll take that question first. As a cardiac nurse practitioner specialist, I can tell you that the heart, the heart and lungs are really one system. But yes, if you damage the heart, I mean, think about it. Everything is dependent on your circulatory system, and your heart is responsible for moving, blood, oxygen, nutrients, all kinds of things, healing elements, valuable lymph materials to keep you healthy through your system. So you attack the heart, you're going to disable people quickly, and you're probably going to kill a lot of people. So it's very astute of you to make that connection to the heart. But in general, I do think it's about taking people out. And I also think it's about disabling the rest of the population so that, we wipe out the middle class. We wipe out all that's beautiful about America, which is, working hard and creating our own value and wealth and health on our own. They want us to be dependent. But getting back to the technical aspects of APL and why can't you wipe it off or wash it off, the insight of that question is brilliant, because when you think about it, that's intentional. If you really wanted to use something innocuous and safe, you would formulate it so that people would have a choice, or they could peel it off. Maybe it's in a sort of a container that had that ability to prevent rotting, maybe that prevented oxidation and, bruising and things like that. But no, we have a chemical here that is sprayed, literally liquid spray on, but adheres to it, most likely soaks into it, right? And we're not stopping Let me let you know, they're not stopping at lemons and limes and avocados. Those are the first fruits and vegetables to be hit. They are going to go after strawberries, asparagus. And when you start to hit very delicate skins like strawberries, raspberries, asparagus, it's going in, my friend. I mean, it's 100% going in. It might take a little bit longer with the peels of lemons and limes are incredibly valuable to your health. There are people that have advised us, you know, freeze your lemons and limes and then just shave those peels into your food, because there are health benefits to it, health maintenance benefits, improvements if you're under cancer treatment. It's just absolutely amazing. So what they've done is they're kind of boxing us in. They're damaging the food, making you sick with this, you know, as you said, this new wonderful technology, and then not, you know, precluding you from being able to protect yourself from it. So I say, get yourself off their grid. Get yourself off the dependence of these major, you know, food producers and these big box grocery stores. You've got options. Grow your own. You can grow them even inside your own environment, inside your own house, depending on, you know, you don't have to be in Florida or in the tropics. You can do a lot of different things. You can make friends with farmers and say, listen, I want direct from your field. I want to buy direct from your field. Those are the kinds of things that people should be doing now to protect ourselves, Owen, so we can get through this period.
We can control them. Yeah, I would say, just to expand on that, either befriend local farmers, get, you know who's like-minded at your local farmer's market, or like you said, just start growing your own stuff. It's easier than you might expect, especially with some of the new technology we have with hydroponics and aquaponics. I mean, even just a raised garden that gets like 4 or 5 hours of sunlight a day, you'd be amazed at how much produce you can get. So the food supply is completely under attack. Well, Dr. Jane Ruby, this has been an incredible hour with you. I thank you for your time. Any closing statements or anything else you want to let people know, how they can follow you and get in touch with you in the last 90 seconds here?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Owen. It's always great to be back on InfoWars. I would say that people could find me mostly on my Rumble channel. That's rumble.com/drjaneruby. Everything I do gets uploaded there. And also you can find me on Band Video, because a lot of folks are with me there, and it's exciting to be back with you guys. So that's that part of it. In terms of my last parting words, guys, start to think now. Plan now. Think about, if you had to be off of these major corporate grids for 12 months, what would you do? Sit down with your family. Start to make a list. What do I need for energy? You've got all kinds of resources like InfoWars Store and other great patriotic businesses that are trying to help you right now. So make a list of what you need: energy, healthcare, keeping the house safe, your protection, your security, your energy, all those kinds of things. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to help people help themselves, Owen. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
And thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, we will upload this entire interview to band.video. I'm also going to upload this, just the separate segments as well, the ones that are topical. So be sure to share this information with your friends and family. And folks, look, this is why we sell water filters. This is why we sell the supplements, because we want you to live healthy lives. I'm a perfect example. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you for your time.
All the viewers of this broadcast, all the listeners, have a decision to make. Are you going to support outlets that are defending freedom and who are fearlessly taking on the New World Order at point blank range? That is a decision you have to make, because it is the funding of this operation that allows not just myself, but my guests, my callers, and all the information we lay out to be available to the public. We make it easy to support the broadcast. My dad is a dentist and oral surgeon. He's come up with many great products over the years that the viewers and listeners love. And because of funding problems and supply chain breakdowns, in the last 8, 9, 10 months or so, we've not had two of our best-selling products available. But they're finally back in stock, but limited runs. We have the essential oil-filled activated charcoal toothpaste. It doesn't have any fillers. It's so good for your gums, so good for your teeth, so good for your body. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The activated charcoal toothpaste. Go to the site, read about all the essential oils, all the amazing things that are in it, and then hopefully get a tube. Because once you try it, I know you're gonna love it. You'll become a repeat customer, and that keeps us on the air while also enriching your life. Also, this has been sold out for over a year, but they did a limited run of it. It's finally back in stock. Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. This is a high-end, healthy, natural tooth whitening toothpaste. It polishes your teeth. It's so good for your gums, so good for your mouth. Now back in stock, limited run, InfoWarsStore.com. There are only 10,000 tubes of this, the charcoal toothpaste, and 10,000 tubes of the tooth whitening. That's a limited run. Normal run, 20,000 tubes. We sell it in about 6 months. We're going to take the profit from this and buy a bigger ship in the future so we can continue to give you great products and stay on the air. So it's an information war. Thanks to you, we're still on air. In fact, we've clawed our way back from being shut down, on the verge of being shut down, to staying on air. But if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com and get these great products, we will be shut down. So the future of InfoWars is in your hands. I very humbly, as I always do, thank you and appreciate you and your amazing, your prayer, your word of mouth, and your financial support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. The Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal both have essential oils. Both are really high-end toothpaste, so the best out there, and they fund the InfoWar. The only way we lose is you not taking action. So again, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Also, while you're there, get X3, get Turbo Force, get Ultimate Krill Oil. A lot of amazing products that have been sold out for a long time are finally back in stock, like Ultimate Bone Broth, Concentrated Chicken Broth. So good for your immune system and body, with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, and more. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.